It's just after 8:30, and it's Thursday, so that means it's time once again to take a look at the weekly Arts Roundup with Marianne Combs. She's our arts reporter from NPR News. Marianne, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Mm-hmm. Getting close to the holiday season.
It's a great time to go check out a lot of the traditional holiday fare out there. There's Christmas Carol at the Guthrie. There's Nutcracker, you know, all, dance performances out there. All sorts of great things to
all
take
the classics.
In. All the classics. I have for you some of the new traditions that are not so traditional. So, for instance, All is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914. This is a piece that's both music and theater. It's put together by Theatre Latte Da. They originally conceived it with a choral group, Cantus, or the men's vocal ensemble, Cantus. And now it's become its own thing. And it's just this really lovely moment about a truce during World War One, where the folks on both sides of the war lines were singing carols and sharing Christmas carols together. It's just really beautifully done. That's at the Pantages Theater this weekend. It has become a new holiday tradition for a lot of people. Then, Nutcracker, not so sweet. So this is a show that for many, many years, the Ballet of the Dolls put together at their theater company at the Ritz. This year, James Sewell Ballet has invited Myron Johnson, the choreographer, to come and put this on with them, with the James Sewell Ballet. And it's, you know, this is really kind of the, it's swanky, beatnik, 60s, Upper East Side vibe. There's a life-size Barbie doll, solo dance. It has all sorts of stuff going on, colorful characters. There's hip-hop, R&B, contemporary tracks, as well as Christmas carols. So this is a great way to celebrate if you love dance, but you're not interested in seeing the same old Sugar Plum Fairies year after year. And interestingly enough, they have a few performances this weekend. The one show it is sold out this weekend is the Friday night performance, which is their Naughty Nutcracker night.
Ooh.
So sorry, tickets for Naughty Nutcracker are not available, but for the other Nutcracker, Not So Sweet, which is full of camp and fun, are still on sale. And then last but not least, a very diehard Christmas. Yes, I know your own producer is actually involved. Anna is in this production, has been in the past years, and they're back for more, and they have become their own tradition over at the Bryant Lake Bowl. Again, you know, it's how can you not mix up Die Hard with holidays. I mean, it's a natural fit for
classic,
the holidays.
Exactly. Holiday,
yes. So yippee-ki-yay, Father Christmas, as they say. Yeah, so this is at Bryant Lake Bowl. And again, they have a couple of sold-out performances, but I know that they still have tickets for tonight's show. So if you want to get on that, you got to do it soon, because this is your last chance to check them out. Very Die Hard Christmas is tonight. And then, of course, you can check out Nutcracker Not So Sweet or All is Calm. Christmas Truce of 1914.
Get in on some new holiday traditions and start feeling a little bit of the spirit of the holidays. I think that's perfect. Those are three awesome choices. Thank you so much, Marianne, for those.
Always a pleasure.
And you can check out those stories that Marianne mentioned over at thecurrent.org. Marianne Combs, she's our arts reporter from NPR News. You are listening to 89.3 The Current.